107.7 The Island is your home for real music variety. Good Wednesday morning. Thanks for watching The Sunrise with me. Lori Lou is here with GI Trivia. How are you?
I'm good.
I like the smell of your hot chocolate.
I know. I am now so excited about Wednesdays.
That's what it takes to get you excited.
Every time I say something, I just slam you.
Why? Is it hot chocolate, though? I don't think it is.
It's white chocolate caramel.
Yeah, that's what the machine says, I think.
But I think that's hot chocolate.
It smells fantastic.
Caramel. Yes, it is so good that I even brought my own cup to keep it.
They should make a candle that smells like that. Yeah. That I would buy.
Yeah, I agree. You're welcome.
I was thinking another good scent for a candle would be toast.
You know, when somebody think?
Oh, when you're making toast, doesn't it smell fantastic?
No.
Yes.
No.
You toast a slice of bread before you butter it. The whole house smells like
really
toast.
You really want a candle that smells like toast?
Well, I think I would buy it.
But you don't want the one that smells like chicken?
Yeah, there is one. No, I don't want that one. If you have welcome to the great gift ideas portion of the huge broadcast.
Yeah.
For the chicken lover in your life, KFC has a candle that smells like a bucket of their chicken.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you could burn that in one room, and in another room, you could burn their buttery biscuit candle.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No. That's going to be a hard pass. A hard no. How are you? You did Hy-Vee last night?
I did.
How was trivia at Hy-Vee?
It was music bingo, and it was a blast. If you want to see some highlights, go to my Facebook page, GI Trivia. We had a business come in. Country House came, and some employees and some other people came, and I had a little over 40 people, and it was a blast.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, again, I want to shout out, if any company, business, you know, a business that has, you know, 10, 20, 30 employees, whatever, and you want to have a get-together, consider going to Hy-Vee. They don't charge to use the Market Grill Express. I'm there. And if you don't even have to wait until a night that I'm supposed to be there. If I'm not already booked up, I will go and do an event for your business, your work. Get a hold of me, get a hold of Brent at Hy-Vee, and have some fun. I do trivia. I do music bingo. It's a lot of fun.
I feel, I feel the need to hit the reset button because somebody from out of town or maybe even in town, they don't know what Market Grill Express is.
True.
And the long and short of it is, very simply put, there's a restaurant inside Hy-Vee in Grand Island.
Yes.
And that's the Market Grill Express.
Yes. Yep.
I did have, the reason I say that is I had somebody to say to me once, what are you talking about restaurant?
Right.
And they shop at Hy-Vee.
Right.
So sometimes you go in with blinders on and pick your apple, your banana, and you leave, and you don't realize you just walked past the restaurant.
And then all you have to do for your apples and bananas is just go a little more to the left, and there's your Market Grill Express.
It's a, you walk in the front door, it's all the way left.
It was a very good time this coming month. I know it's a month away, but I'm usually at Hy-Vee every third Tuesday. In December, I decided to move that a little farther. Instead of Tuesday, I think the 16th, I'm pushing it until Friday the 20th, and I'm going to have a Christmas party. I'm going to do Christmas music bingo on one side of your sheet. The other side of the sheet, I'm going to do some Christmas movie trivia. I talked to Brent last night, and he's going to donate something. We're going to have an ugly sweater contest as well. And so I'll give everybody a number to put on and then give everybody sheets to vote. And I talked to Brent maybe if he would donate a meal for four or two of those. And we always have good prizes too. Hy-Vee always provides good prizes for my nights too. So pay attention, stay tuned for more details for that. But it'll be Friday, December 20th.
It's on my calendar. That's a Friday.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's when I do these things, when I get these wild hairs, I do them right. Everybody has a blast. So
I did see footage of you at Hy-Vee last night. You had a lot of people there.
I did. And everybody sings. And I had a big variety of ages. I know I had a Grand Island Senior High student with his mom, an old classmate of mine, up to, you know, I don't know how old, but older. But everybody had a blast. My playlists are old to new, and so there's songs that everybody knows. So, yeah.
Awesome. Will you stick around? We'll talk about your upcoming schedule.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Franz, man. There's a party going on
right here. Waking up with Franz, man. One man party in the morning. It's a celebration. 107.7 The Island.
107.7 The Island is your station for real music variety. Being joined by GI Trivia's Lori Lou. How are you?
I'm good.
Successful gig at Hy-Vee last night. What's next?
Tomorrow night is Wine, Beer, and Spirits. General Trivia, 6:30. Tomorrow night will be my final smoked turkey giveaway from Pig in a Bag. Pig in a Bag donated 3 weeks, three turkeys, one a week, for the winner. And he will smoke a turkey for you. Free turkey.
Gotta
so tomorrow night is the final giveaway.
Gotta love a good smoked turkey,
I
man.
I know. I just thought that was really, really nice of him. And so just know he does other Thanksgiving things. So if you are in a pinch and want to get something, get a hold of Mickey at Pig in a Bag. More than happy to help
I'm
you.
Doing a quick Google here. For his events, probably, I imagine, Facebook.
You know, I'm not sure. I think so. I know he will be at Wine, Beer, and Spirits with me the second week in December.
Oh, it's easy to find. Gourmet Catering on Wheels, Pig in a Bag, Barbecue, Mouth-watering Barbecue Catering for any event, and his phone number is right there.
Yes. Delicious food. Delicious.
Family-owned and operated. So you have the smoked turkey giveaway from Pig in a Bag tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the final one, yep.
Wine, beer, and spirits. Excellent.
Yep. And Scratch Food Truck will be there tomorrow night. The girls will be there. That is soul food. Soul food.
That sounds good.
I know. I wish I could do my best.
Soul.
Jimmy.
Soul Train. Do you
Jimmy
ever watch Soul
Walker?
Train?
Walker? I don't know.
Hey,
don't
know. Sidebar. Sidebar. Do you know the Happy Brush woman?
I do not. I know Arts and Drafts.
Jackie Bowen?
I do not.
Jackie Bowen?
Nope.
The reason I ask, she was a guest on last week reminding us that Railside Christmas is on Friday. Have you ever been? This looks like a fun event.
It does. I have. I used to go take my son down there when he was small. He's 20 now, so no more of that because I'm not cool anymore. But
no.
Yeah, I'm contemplating going.
You'll get cool again when he's in his 40s.
Well, I'm okay when I Venmo him money. He does like that. I Venmoed him some money last night, and I did get the love you first. I didn't have to say it first, so.
Well, that's like feeding an animal. They love you, too.
Yeah, true.
You're the person with
that
the
is exactly a good analogy, feeding an animal.
It's a sad truth, but it's.
Good morning, Tyler. I do love you.
All right, Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow.
Yes. We need to touch on the Grand Generation Center. Remember, I was there last Friday.
Yeah, how was it?
So fun. I just want you guys to go to their Facebook page and watch and see what they do for things. I love doing fundraisers. Of course, I donate my time. And this was the fourth time I've been there, but the second time that it's been just me doing trivia for the guests there. And I tell you what, don't be scared off. They are fun. They are definitely fun people. I had some from Grand Generation go last night to Hy-Vee, so that tells you something.
What do you mean, don't be afraid of the old people? Is that what you're saying?
I know. When I said I was like, oh, I don't know how to follow that up.
What'd she say?
And they're not old. They're not
What the hell is she talking
well,
about?
The bad thing is I relate. I relate anymore.
what the hell does that mean?
One funny thing I said, don't worry about covering your board. The other team's eyesight's not good enough to see over your table anyway, but
Old age jokes.
I'm right there with them. Don't think I'm not. Okay, I have to give the question. Remember, every week I'm going to give a question for my night. So this will be tomorrow night's question, and I think this is a great question. The Los Angeles Dodgers won the World Series during a global pandemic in 2020. Who won during the 1918 pandemic?
Well, without Google, who's going to know that?
Well, I have multiple choice, so just calm down. Chicago Cubs, Brooklyn Dodgers, or the Boston Red Sox?
I'm going to have to go Red Sox.
You are correct. Ding.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Give myself a round.
There is your free question. I'm sure back in 2020 we knew that. We heard that more because they played the World Series with nobody in the stands, and that was so weird to see.
This was a stupid, ridiculous time that I don't ever want to think about again.
You lost your mind. I remember you just, you were beside yourself, and I don't think you're out of it yet.
What do you mean?
Don't you remember
Expound.
You're just like, I can't believe this. I'm not doing this or anything until this pandemic is over. And then you're just like, this is ridiculous. And I...
Well, the world, really, why...
I know it did, but...
This segment has taken a turn that I wasn't expecting.
Do you not remember how beside yourself you were back in 2020?
Yeah, I was... Well, yeah, I wouldn't describe it as beside myself, but I was angry like the rest of us and a little scared.
So I was going to say, though, have I known you that long? No, I think it was... Maybe I met you just after.
No, I met you before the pandemic.
Have we been friends that long?
Yeah, I don't know what year, but it was before the pandemic, and I met you when you were doing trivia.
Yeah. And look at us now. Like, by the way, I want my leaf blower back.
You might not get it back. That is a great leaf blower.
I know it.
A battery. I didn't think I would ever like a battery-powered leaf blower, but man, they've done a lot with batteries.
Oh, I have the mower, I have the weed whacker, and I have a snow blower.
Is the mower battery?
Mm-hmm. They're all battery.
Really? They all take the same battery?
They take the same type of battery. The mower, definitely. The snowblower takes a bigger one.
You cut your lawn with a battery-powered mower?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. If you ever want me to cut your lawn, I'll just load up my mower because it's really light.
All right.
You don't know what to do with that, do you?
I don't.
I can cut your lawn and you can blow leaves.
I feel like the segment is winding down.
I know, and Laura's sitting here laughing, but it's funny because she must not know what a weirdo Fransman is about the leaves in his yard. Like, he's the guy out there, like, I'm going to pick up every single leaf. Yes, you are.
That is completely untrue.
I brought that leaf blower over at dark. You text me an hour later, this thing is fantastic. I know.
I was out there in the dark.
I know you were.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not in charge of, I rent.
I know.
And they take care of the lawn.
Not
well, the guy
enough,
that,
though.
The landscaper, he doesn't do anything with the leaves. He just mows them over, which is fine. But the leaves all in the, I don't want it to snow on them, is the point. I want to get rid of them. So.
Uh-huh.
Why are we talking about this?
Because that really just goes back to the pandemic that you rent, but you're still worried about the leaves on your lawn.
Well, because they get in the house.
Oh, they get
and they're
the
all
house.
Over the place.
This is a great segment.
Yeah,
anyway, let's
fantastic.
Recap. Hy-Vee was fantastic. Generation was fantastic.
Let's back up to...
I got WBS tomorrow. Scratch Food Truck will be there. Thank you, Pig in a Bag, for the smoked turkeys and for smoking me a turkey, because that's what happens. You got to do me a favor, too. Appreciate it.
I wouldn't say I was beside myself.
Oh, listen to you. I'm going to get scolded here.
No, I don't.
If I'm not on next week, you guys will know why.
I don't see that I was beside myself. I feel like I was like everybody else.
No.
Just coping.
Not even close. No, you were beside yourself.
I don't see that
and
as
that's okay.
being an
that's
accurate statement.
What? Well.
I have an idea.
I don't know what to tell you. We're not fighting.
How about I got an idea. How about we play some music?
Yeah. You know what? Let's do. Let's play Michael Jackson's Got to Be Starting Something. We had a good conversation about that song this morning.
We played that this morning. If you ever get a chance to waste some time, read the lyrics to it. Anyway,
Lori Lutz. If you can't feed the baby, don't have the baby.
He's saying something about vegetable in there, too.
Yeah, you're a vegetable.
Weird.
I know. For more, I need to not come here so early.
For Lori Lou's schedule, it's GI Trivia, but put a space in there. GI space trivia. And you'll find out where she is next to Wine, Beer, and Spirits tomorrow. Do I get, I got a question right this morning. Do I get the smoked turkey or
you
no?
You do not.
Okay.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year. Thank you again, Pig in a Bag.
He didn't win a smoked turkey. He was beside himself.
Well, yeah. I.
Broadcasting live from the Island Studios.
Okay, cool.
Powered by Ken's Appliance. 107.7 The Island.